Blog Talk Radio.
The podcast is brought to you by HCGBodyForLife.com and ColinWatson.tv.
You're listening to HCG Body Talk on Blog Talk Radio, where we discuss how to achieve the health and body of your dreams one day at a time with HCG Body for Life. How to stay semper fit, fit for life. Please welcome your host, international HCG diet coach, author, and creator of HCG Body for Life, Colin F. Watson. HCG Body for Life, for the body of your life.
If you like the information found in these podcasts, please share them on Facebook, Twitter, or your favorite social media site so others can enjoy them as well.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Hey guys, this is Colin coming to you live from beautiful Hermosa Beach, California, where it's been sunny and hot the last couple weeks. Today is actually a little bit cooler. You probably hear my fan blowing in the background. It's because otherwise I'd sit here and sweat to death. It's been warm, but we're blessed. We're blessed to live by the beach and it's sunny and hot. What more could you ask for? I wanted to come back to you 6 weeks later. I mean, I plan on coming back sooner with another topic, but life got in the way. But I had to come back to you and at least tell you how it went with this hypothyroid experiment that Jenny and I embarked on a few weeks back. And, I opened up the podcast after about a week into it because I was so just basically blown away by the information, much less what we were going to have to do. And I shared it with my listeners. I had some people get panicked and, some people were very intrigued. Some people were scared for me because I talked about eating sugar and fruit and all kinds of stuff. And, they haven't heard me talk about eating sugar probably for 6 years. Sugar was evil. I really had to humble myself and be willing to, read, learn, do, and find out for myself. Oh, I must say, this is a live podcast. You will hear my dogs barking. Sorry, I'm the only one here, so they're not locked up. But, crazy. I know it's really loud. Mom's coming home. Thank God. Anyway, sorry about that, guys. I know it's loud on your end, but my dogs follow me everywhere. I'm going to come back to you to give you information of what happened, how it worked out, what my surprises were, what I wasn't surprised about, if anything, and just really if it's something that I would recommend. Because, I told people I was experimenting, which I didn't tell you to go do it, which I had some people who really wanted the information. I gave them access to the book. Some people were frustrated by the author of the book because he had a very long video in front of it. A lot of information, but not enough. But they wanted all the goodies up front and personal. It was expensive, too. But bottom line is, though, if you have a problem that you're trying to find a solution for, and Jay and I did, and we were really concerned about our thyroid function and had pretty much tried everything else, it was really important for me to at least give it a shot and come back to you and let you know what I think about it. So, if you haven't listened to the first show about the hypothyroid experiment, and it basically was about healing your hypothyroidism through food and nutrition instead of medications. Sometimes medications definitely enhance it, but if you have wrong medication and you don't know why your thyroid's not functioning, it doesn't really help. So for us, being frustrated and being on HRT for over 3 years and still coming back with thyroid dysfunction, regardless of the type of meds or how much meds we were taking. And then, of course, the lethargy and all the other symptoms of having a hypothyroidism set in. So it was frustrating. And for me, I shared that I get frustrated with the 7 to 10 pound swing that I have in my weight, even though it may not be noticeable to anyone else. I mean, still people tell me how incredibly fit I am. Everyone has their own personal best. And for me, I want to be my personal best. I've seen what it looks like. I know what it looks like. I know what it feels like. So I'm constantly on a quest to get there. And the HCG protocol, it can do only what it can do. But I've already told you, it's not ideal for the guy that's already sub 12% body fat. I mean, it's really not meant for that to really give you much better results from that. So I knew that I had to find a slower and more frustrating solution to getting that last 7 to 10 pounds off. And actually it wasn't getting off, I could get it off, but keeping it off was really the challenge for me. And everybody has a different challenge, but I know that for a lot of people, that swing is very, very frustrating. So we come up with solutions when we have personal problems that we try to solve. And then, yeah, I probably should check. Everything's going off, phones, dogs. I should check you guys can hear me okay. I'm using the this new back office, and last time I had some audio problems. So I just keep rambling on. If you can hear me fine, press one on your phone that puts your hand up that tells me that I haven't been talking to myself for the last 5 minutes. Wow, perfect. Thank you, guys. So we know that's working. So at least know somebody doesn't know that I'm on the radio and they're calling me. So anyway, I wanted to come back and kind of tell you what our experience was and it was interesting. I got to say it was definitely interesting. And I want to make and also going to be revealing the order numbers of the winners from our Labor Day weekend sale that we had. We did something new. I'll try to do something new and fun. And we decided to do a W order sweepstakes. We would pick one person from every day of the sale, just randomly, and whatever they ordered, we'd double it and give them the option if they want us to ship it to them now, or they can ship it to them when they're ready for the next round, or they want to give it to a friend, whatever the case may be, just double the order. So it could be anything and anybody. So I want to make sure I got to find Jenny if she has those numbers for me. Before I end the show, make sure you guys remind me. That's a part of what I'm here for, because I tend to forget when I get caught up in everything else. So that's the agenda for today, and then hopefully I can have time to open up the lines and answer any questions you may have about that. So with that said, what happened and how do we do? So just to give you a little bit of recap, and hopefully those of you that did hear the first show, and if you didn't, go back and listen to it, and it'll make some sense. But I came across this video that then was a manuscript that I purchased because of the fact that we were having some issues with thyroid, but more importantly, I was actually more concerned over Janie because her energy level had plummeted so dramatically that I was actually concerned. I was concerned for her health. I thought that maybe she had some kind of Epstein-Barr or chronic fatigue syndrome or something, and I was concerned. So for me, it was I was trying to help them find a solution. So when I came across this video, and then with a book, and it talked about the fact that it wasn't necessarily eating poorly or genetics that caused thyroid dysfunction, that it was actually it could be the foods you're eating. And when I started looking through the list of foods that could potentially be causing the problem, where'd you guys go? My back office. Studio. Sorry about that. I kind of lost my visual, you guys. But I realized that some of the foods that we were eating, the food list of foods that we could be possibly eating that was causing, that could slow down the function of your thyroid or actually diminish the function of your thyroid, I was shocked because they were like a lot of the foods that I ate all the time. I mean, nuts, and we sprouted our nuts and soaked them and sprouted them and dehydrated them and made sure they were the highest digestibility. Nuts and cruciferous greens and a lot of the leafy green vegetables, the broccoli and the cauliflowers all the time. I mean, we pretty much were creatures of habit. Things that you should be eating that would balance your blood sugar and help your thyroid function better were, sweet potatoes and a lot of root vegetables and, carrots. And I hadn't realized I had not eaten a carrot, really eaten carrots, since my very first protocol, because phase three was no starchy vegetables. And I just kind of made a list of my head of what were considered starchy vegetables and never really touched them again. I mean, that's kind of how locked in I was at maintaining my weight and just, thinking that I found that, the formula, right? And really, come to find out, the carrots are extremely good at fat loss. I mean, so depending on your nutrition plan. So what happens, I'm going through this list of foods and I'm just awestruck by this information. I'm going, this cannot be real. So I do what I do. I don't take one source of information and take it as gospel. I started doing what I do. I started Googling the heck out of the computer, researching, foods that enhance thyroid function, foods that hinder thyroid function. And lo and behold, this guy wasn't the only one. They were doctors. They were research papers, people talking about their actual foods that if you have a thyroid problem can actually make that problem worse or create that problem, but more usually it makes it worse. exacerbate it, and there's ways to actually heal that with your diet and nutrition plan. So that was the premise of this information. And if for 6 weeks, the challenge was to change the way we eat. And for Danny and I, sorry, I'm taking water, guys, it's hot down here. For Danny and I, it was a dramatic change in the way we eat because of the fact that we were not, relatively low carb eaters when it came to processed, rarely processed foods. I ate very little fruit. Apples were my go-to fruit, and strawberries every once in a while. Like I said, creature of habit from protocol. But no, none of the honeydew or none of the other fruits that I really love when I'm on vacation that I eat because they're available in the buffet kind of thing, right? But on average, I didn't buy them. And a lot of the different vegetables. So it was actually taking in sugar, and not refined sugar, but actually organic cane sugar, honey, natural sources of sugar. So what was really interesting about it, what we did like about it, there was absolutely no processed foods of any kind, no protein powders, it was all real food all the time, which was also challenging because we get used to eating protein. I mean, I was a Quest bar crackhead. I would eat two boxes of Quest bars a week, sometimes two or three a day. I mean, it was just out of control. And then protein powders. I mean, because I would have protein drinks post workout. Sometimes as a meal replacement. So it was a change. It was a complete change in the way we went about eating. So I was very curious. And I got to tell you that I thought to myself, and this is my mindset was, and this is where I'm going to give you information, which you may be surprised at. My mindset was, if I fix my thyroid, then eating this way, I'm gonna drop a shit ton of weight, and that's just gonna be the newest thing I discovered, or I could share with people that is the next, it can help you lose weight. And if you heard my first show, the first 10 days, I think the first week or so, or week of 10 days, I gained like 5 pounds. And I started to go, hell, I'm not doing this. No. And of course, when you're doing anything new, that you have to either choose to be all in and trust, or you can bail out because you're not getting the response that you're getting. And that's the knee jerk reaction. It's like, oh no, this thing is making me gain weight. I'm not doing this. And there's some people that I know that actually followed this and actually did have the same problem. They gained 5-10 pounds, and they were like, hey, this doesn't work, right? You had to stay in for the long haul. I ended up losing the weight, the 5 pounds I gained, and it came off relatively quickly the following week. And so had I prematurely stopped what I was doing, I wouldn't have found that out. But was it a great weight loss protocol? No, it was not. It wasn't. I did lose 1.5 inches off my waist, but my weight didn't change very much. And that could be the curse plus, depending on where your mind is at. So for me, if you remember starting when I started my conversation, that the problem I was having, the frustration I was having, is that my weight would swing. I mean, I could swing literally 5 pounds in a week, and then I'd have to bust my ass and come back off, and some of it would come off easily. But it was always these dramatic, go out and have sushi, and all of a sudden, and I know water weight and carb weight, but it would stick around for more than 2 or 3 days, and then it would gradually stay there. And then if I did it again next week, it would add up. So over 30, 40, 60, I'd say more of a 90-day period, I would see my body fat shift a little bit, and my weight shift, and it would be that 7, 5, 7, and sometimes 10 pounds, depending on where I was at any given time of the year. And it would frustrate me because of the fact that my diet and nutrition plan was, I would consider, a 90-10 lifestyle. I ate, lean proteins and vegetables and nuts and healthy fats, very little sugar, very little refined sugar, very little refined sugar, very little fruit, and I thought I was eating healthy vegetables. So obviously, that's when it made sense to me that what this guy was talking about, or what the research was talking about, but could there be some truth to it because of the fact that I was eating healthy, I exercise, I do yoga sometimes 3, 4, 5 times a week, hot yoga, and I train, and I lift, right? And I wasn't lifting that much because I wasn't feeling really good. My energy levels were low, and so Jay's were crashing, and mine were low. And we both looking at each other going, we are freaking fit people. We look fit, but we're dragging our ass and having to force ourselves to work out and force ourselves to go to the yoga studio. And what is wrong? And I'm thinking that she's a man, I'm a woman. We're completely different from two different gene pools. Why we have, so we thought maybe it was something environmental in the house. And then, you know, we started researching and talking to the doctors and started going, what's going on? So that's what opened up this conversation. So what happened over the last 6 weeks? And it's not going to be a very long conversation because it is what it is. So one of the things we had to do three times a day or twice a day was take our waking blood pressure. I mean, our pulse. I did my blood pressure because that's what I do. It tells me my pulse as well. So blood pressure, which pulse basically, and our waking body temperature. And the research was showing that the lower your body temperature, what it said in this research, the lower your body temperature, it means it shows your thyroid function is low. And especially if you had to take it again. So it was three times a day. You had to take it again right after 20 minutes after breakfast. And then, which breakfast consisted of a protein, a fat, and a sugar, which would be fructose from a fruit or some sort of natural sugar, honey, or what have you. And then you had to take, waking, then 20 minutes after, and then you had to take it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And if in fact the one after breakfast, if your number went up or down dramatically, it would tell you that the waking one was not accurate. It could have been driven by your adrenaline or by your cortisol levels. And so that's why you took it three times a day to get an average. So for me, when, you know, it made kind of sense. I go, well, okay, I took my temperature and my temperature was 97, 96.8, 97, 97.1, 97.2. Now, if you know the average human body temperature is 98.6, which means if you're chronically running a low temperature, it's supposed to be a good indication that your thyroid function is a little low. Your body's not fired up, right? Pulse, I thought, and I still have a hard time processing this information. I thought the lower your pulse, the healthier you are. The lower your resting heart rate was, the healthier you are. And according to the research that I was given, that the average pulse of a healthy human being should be around between 75 to 85 beats a minute. And if you're actually lower than that, it means that your function is actually, you're actually functioning below subpar. And so I have my numbers here, so I'm going to have to guess. I logged these. So my, you know, my chart, my pulse when we started this was, start off in the, and it said if it's under 76, 77, that's not ideal. You want it to be up. That's around 70. I mean, 60, below 67 or 17, below 73, was not optimal, and above 70, 75 to 70, and 85 was ideal, right? So when I first started, I wasn't too bad. It was like 73, then it was like 74, 73, sometimes 77, 70, but always under, it was always under, mostly under 75, 69, 68, and so on. So, I mean, I was like, okay, so the two factors that give me low pulse, low temperature, I can reasonably guess that maybe he's correct about this thyroid function thing. Maybe this information makes sense. And Danny was the same, similar numbers, not exactly similar numbers. So the goal was with food, with the right food, the right combination of foods, keeping your blood sugar stabilized throughout the day by eating foods in a certain combination, which I'll go over with you. The goal was to get the body temperature to rise to normal and your pulse to rise to normal. Hence, that would be showing you over time if your thyroid function is improving, changing nothing else. So I'm still taking the same Armour thyroid medication. I was taking the same exact dose I was taking, which I was taking it, and my numbers were still that low. So it means that sometimes you're taking thyroid medication, it's not really enhancing your thyroid function if, in fact, your thyroid hormone is being blocked somewhere in your body and not riding along the proteins and getting to the organs that need it. That's what it's supposed to do. So you can pile as much thyroid hormone into your body as you want. If the system's not functioning and it's blocked, you're not going to get the benefit of the thyroid hormone. Same thing with testosterone, any hormone. If the hormone's blocked, getting blocked somewhere in the body and not getting to where it's supposed to end up or getting to the organs or that it's supposed to get to, you don't get the benefit of that. That's why some guys have bound testosterone. That means their total testosterone levels are high, but it's bound, so they're not getting the benefit. So similar with thyroid, but hey. So I had, so we got, one thing we got to do was visibly watch how our body was responding to food, how it responded over the weeks. Did the numbers go up or down? Because that to me was, would give me some proof that something is happening. And we logged it every day, almost every day, three times a day for 6 weeks. Some days we forgot, or we were out and couldn't do, carry on the thermometer with you. But overall, the information was jiving. Okay. It was jiving. Now I got to tell you what scared me the most was eating sugar. You have to understand, I'm a stevia king since the day one of my first protocol, what, 7 years ago. And that stevia was my go-to sweetener. And sometimes we use natural honey and maple syrup in some of our recipes in the phase three, but never really any white table sugar, and mostly stevia. But I also noticed that my stevia consumption, when one pack was too sweet in the very beginning, now I was putting four packs in my coffee, you know, twice a day. And, you know, one of the things that in this protocol that they had insulin removed was all artificial sweeteners, and he actually named and called out stevia. And I'm thinking stevia is all natural, but guess what? Everything has to be processed in order for it to actually be consume and taste good. So Jenny and I bought raw stevia from the plant, literally the leaf being dried out and crumbled, and it was green, not white. So they, you know, they bleach stevia to make it white or off white. And it had that, I forgot the word for it, but it had that earthy taste to it. So everything you poured in, even though it was sweeter, it kind of tastes like dirt and tastes like leaves. And so it really didn't make your food taste great because it had the ethanol. It had that ethanol taste to it. It was very strong. We had a huge bag of it, and we thought, okay, we'd have this stuff forever. And we ended up giving it away and throwing it away because it was way too strong and we couldn't get used to it. So stevia by itself is also processed, even though it's supposed to be a natural sweetener made from a plant. But what happened to me, my mind was saying, why is my consumption, just like anything else, getting double and triple and quadruple? And I kept saying to people, you know, years ago, actually the last couple of years ago, you know, there's not research on, what if some, we find out the stevia is not all bent out to what it's supposed to be, and it messes you up. We don't know that to this case. There's still no research that says it does. But it was interesting that this guy called out stevia, and he called out xylitol, and he called out Truvia, and it's nothing. Everything had to be natural. So I was like, okay, let's do this. So let me fast forward so I don't bore you guys to death. So the results were basically this. Didn't really have any weight loss, but what happened, which has not happened for me in quite some time, it locked my weight in. Don't know why, don't know how. Now, guys, I want to tell you that if you follow me on Facebook and you've seen me post my meals, you'd notice there was a trend going on in my meals. Almost every meal had a fruit with it. It didn't matter if it was breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You had to eat organic, fresh squeezed, you know, 6 ounces of fresh, 6 to 8 ounces max of fresh squeezed orange juice with a meal, which I didn't do that often because it's just still, I had the mindset too much, just way too much. But So I would use fruit, just regular fresh fruit instead. But you'd notice that there was a trend. I had a fat, a protein, and a sugar on my meals. So that was supposed to be a complete meal. The three together basically helped break down the food and stabilize the blood sugar. And so the thing about the sugar freaked me out because I have a family history of diabetes. I have my parents and my grandparents have died from diabetes. I've worried about, you know, making sure that I beat the family curse, and that's why I avoid sugar, thinking that sugar is going to be the enemy of the death of me, so to speak. So it was a very scary thing for me to actually take a tablespoon of cane sugar and put it in my coffee. It freaks me out, and it still freaks me out every morning to this day. And I will have my blood work done here in the next week or so to just want to make sure that there is no adverse side effects to that, and I'll tell you about it once I get done. But I also remember growing up in Jamaica as a kid, you know, and from the age of, you know, probably old enough that I could walk and run around, from walking to school, grade school. I mean, I left Jamaica at the age of 9. My sister and I would walk to school, probably a mile school every day. And we'd come on the way home, we'd get sugar cane, and we'd have a sugar cane. We'd chew on sugar cane freaking all day long. I was a skinny, skinny kid. I mean, I literally didn't weigh more than 145 pounds as a teenager. And I actually filled out a little bit when I got into high school and played football. And I think I played at 175, maybe 180. And I put on about 15 pounds during those 3 years of playing ball. But I was not a really big guy. I actually filled out more in college once than I did in high school. So I chewed on sugar cane, just a raw sugar cane, freaking gnawed on it every day of my life for 9 years. Well, let's say for 7 years or 5 years while I was in Jamaica. And I have to say, though, everyone assimilate or everyone deals with it differently, because I was the skinny kid. My sister wasn't the skinny kid. I think at probably at 12 or 13, she weighed 150, 160 pounds. So now we don't, and like I said, I believe in the coaching world that I deal with, I mean, people put on a weight, not necessarily for diet purposes. It could be for stress. It could be for, you know, emotional stress. And we lived in, you know, in Jamaica. My parents left. We had to come to the States. We lived with our grandparents. We kind of had some abandonment issues. I mean, so we could have manifested it in different ways, dealt with the different ways. But just say sugar by itself, you know, we had two kids eating the same exact diet, doing this, walking the same distance every day, doing pretty much the same things. And one was a little overweight and one wasn't. And we both had sugar. So I'm just putting that out there. There's no outcome to that. Just some food for thought. But it just took me back to the point that cane sugar is something that I grew up on. You know, and as a kid, I ate sugar. I ate tons of sugar. I'm embarrassed to tell you the kind of sugar that I would put my gum in the sugar bowl just to make it sweet again. I mean, so, you know, sugar was something that was in my diet for many, many, many years. And then I took it out, obviously, as I got to be an adult, especially over the last 7 years. So it's very scary. So this is what happened. And this is what my surprise was. When I say my weight locked in, I mean it locked in. Like, hasn't been this locked in since probably the first 2.5-3 years I was post HCG for the very first time, and literally just, you know, making corrections. I mean, I was very, very anal about if I gained 2 pounds, I would do a steak day. And I did that for 3 years. I mean, so I lived that way. It was fine for me. It was easy for me. And then I stopped doing that, and all of a sudden things changed a little bit. But that was, so I was locked in, but this was now locked in, eating fruit with every meal, having sugar with my coffee twice a day, eating potatoes and sweet potatoes. I mean, you guys really read my book. I'll eat sweet potatoes and sweet potato fries, but I don't think I've had a plain old baked potato in probably quite some time. In my mind, there were certain foods based on my experiments with foods in phase four that I found I had a sensitivity to. I didn't drink milk. We drank almond milk or coconut milk. A part of this protocol is we had to drink raw whole milk from the dairy, and we have a local, we get our milk from a place that gets from the local dairy here, raw whole milk, and I hadn't drank milk. I thought I was lactose intolerant, so I'd get gassy. Wasn't getting bloated, wasn't having, you know, the farts every 5 minutes, these kids express. It was strange, right? It was completely strange. Now, I mean, when I say locked in, I mean, literally didn't matter what I ate or what I did. If I worked out, didn't work out, I mean, the scale would literally stay within 1.5 pounds of that weight. Now, that downside was, it wasn't the weight I wanted to be locked in at, because I started this thinking, okay, I want to get rid of the 10 pound swing. And so I gained 5, lost 5, lost 6, and then it kind of locked me in there. So it was like, okay, well, that there's a good side and a bad side. Now, it's not where I want to be, but guess what? Is this a way of life for me? For me, not for everybody, for me, because literally now it's been 6 weeks, guys. I got on the scale this morning, and I'm literally within that 1.5 pounds from the same weight that I was once that initial 5 pound shock came off. So basically 5 weeks now, my weight has been freaking dialed in. I lost 1.5 inches off my waist. So I lost some fat, but the weight has not, I mean, it's like literally, it's like somehow somebody just stuck the number on my scale. And that has not happened. I don't know if that's just something that happened to me. Dana's kind of the same way. She kind of stuck at the same weight. I mean, really just, and it's not the weight she wants to be at, but it's the same weight. So we both have an interesting, you know, interesting situation going on, but it is feedback. I'm just giving you the honest, true feedback. For whatever reason, for me, the one thing I was frustrated with was the fact that I could not get my weight to stay at the same exact weight with minor changes in diet. Now, here I'm eating things that I wouldn't normally eat, that I wasn't normally eating, enjoying literally baked potato, sweet potato twice a week, you know, eating, I mean, we even have ice cream and you know, vanilla ice cream, but I was on the thing having just plain old vanilla ice cream. I even have, you know, organic chocolate chips in my ice cream. I mean, so now I wasn't being able to enjoy, I was enjoying desserts, if you will, on a regular basis, all natural, made all natural. We go to gelato a couple of times, you know, not a couple times a week, but a couple of weeks on gelato, probably 4 times over the last 6 weeks, and had a small gelato. I mean, things that just kind of just living a little bit more laxed lifestyle eating wise and having different food comp for us, it was fun because we had completely different food combinations. We had to, drink, bone broth every single day. I mean, it was kind of weird. I mean, we had to use this, this gelatin for protein, extra protein choice, two or three times a day. So I put it in my coffee and had it in my coffee twice a day. I mean, it was just different. So reason why I'm sharing this with you guys, because it's not for everybody. I even had a nutritionist friend of mine suggest that it may be working for us this way because we're in a lower body fat percentage than the average person. So if you are heavier, this may not be the best thing for you. And think about it, that most people that are obese, or if you're in the high 20s or low 30s, in the mid to high 20s, low 30s in body fat percentage, which means you're less insulin resistant than the average person has a lower body fat percentage. So maybe having this higher carb, having this fructose or fruit in your meals, having this sugar may not benefit you because of the fact of where your body fat percentages are. So that's something we have not been able to test, because both Jay and I are considerably low in the scheme of things for our age, actually for any age, we're pretty low. So that may be a reason why this worked differently for us than it may for somebody else. I know I had a client of mine that was doing the protocol, who lives out of the country, and she was frustrated because she was gaining weight and she wasn't feeling better. So this is the next thing I want to talk about, because the energy levels, I tell you, that was the first concern. That was the main concern that drove me to looking at this information and giving it a whirl. But that's one thing my wife and I love about my wife, that we go, look, let's just, if we don't know if it works, let's just try it. What do we got to lose? We'll try it. We'll give it, do the exactly what they tell us to do and see if it works. And they either call it what it is, if it's good, if it works, or call it BS. So I'm not selling any product. I'm not telling you guys to go out and buy this guy's book or go out and start eating a bunch of fruit. I just want you to be open to looking further into your own situation, doing some research on your own, and maybe discovering different, because if you had a problem and you're not willing to shift to find other answers to the problem and try different things yourself, because no guru, nobody's going to, there's really no nutrition plan on the planet that works for everybody. I got to tell you, the HCG protocol is probably the highest percentage of working for the masses of any nutrition plan I've ever seen. But people will argue against that. So we know that what may work for me may not work for you. But my job, if you will, my passion is bringing you information that may one out of 10 of you, it may change your life. It may do what you did. Like for me, just that being able to lock my weight in. So now I go, okay, well now I'm going to down. I can do a protocol. I can do something else to get my weight down to where I want it to be, and then implement these foods again and see if I lock in there. If that's the case, I've solved my problem. Now, just to give you an idea, my temperature this morning was 98.3. And this afternoon was 99. So I was actually, what we say, running a low-grade fever, if you will. That means my metabolism was actually functioning quite well. And it was right after my workout with my trainer today. So my pulse was 84 and 85. So there was a dramatic change in my pulse and my temperature from the day I started to now, right? And I've been averaging in the 98, 99, high 97.8 or 98.6 or above for the last 10 days or so, or last 14 days, in that range. Sometimes, some days are low, but on average, the temperature has been normal, right? My pulse has been in the closer to the normal range than not normal range. So what does that tell me? It tells me that what I was doing did something. We don't know what it did. Did it give me the aha moment of, gee, I wish I could come and say, I lost 14 pounds and 5 inches and I've got the newest freaking, post-HCG weight loss plan ever created. I can't tell you that. But if your frustration, and if it's you and you happen to know you're hypothyroid and you're willing to try something different and stick it out to see if it actually pans out for you. And that's the thing. If you got to gut it out and see if it works and then go, it did or didn't, like we did. But for me, could this solve the problem I want? Now I will know for sure, because now we have to test them. We have now these new HCG troches or new pills that are coming out that we're going to be using for our US-based HRT program that we're going to be launching here hopefully soon. And I have to test those because I've never done the troches. I've never done the pills. I mean, they had pills, hard pills in the beginning. They were crap because your body basically broke them down before you even got into your system. These go on your tongue. They dissolve in less than a minute. You don't have to worry about swallowing anything. It literally dissolves versus the drops you have to hold in your mouth for 5 to 15 minutes, depending on who you are and where you hear it from. So there, you know, I need to test the overall results before I can actually sell something and stand behind it. And since I've never done it, my job is to know, right? Definitely can't sell something on my site. And what tells you something about the pills, and I don't want to get away from the conversation, but each one is 500 IUs. Now, you know, the average dose we tell you with drops and injections is 200 IUs. There's a reason why it's 2.5 times because of how it's absorbing into the body. I don't know why they make them 500 IUs, but I assume there's a reason for it, right? And the reason I've been told is because they want to make sure that you get enough in your blood levels to maintain your hunger and to release fat. So I'm going to be testing those. I'll use that to get me down to my exact weight that, or body fat that I want to, depending on how well they work, right? And then I will switch back to me. For me, I will switch back to these combinations of foods because to see if it, once again, does it do what it says it does? Is it going to do what it did for me in the past? Is it going to lock me in? Energy level. That was the biggest physical problem that we both suffered from. I mean, it just was, for me, I can actually push myself beyond my own tiredness, and I get a little bit of boost because I take ADD meds, so they're stimulants. So I can, you know, on meds, the days I'm on meds, I can push myself through, physically push myself through the fatigue and do what I need to do because I'm getting externally stimulated. Jenny doesn't have that, so for her to push herself through was more challenging. And I got to say, both of us are, I mean, when I say I'm back to training, I mean, I'm literally back to lifting weight. I'm actually just got a brand new barbell and weights today and more are coming because of the fact I'm actually training with my stepson, who's a phenomenal celebrity trainer. I call him a celebrity trainer because he's got all these celebrities he's training. I'm the least non-celebrity that he trains, which is kind of cool, but he's just damn good at it, right? And he's a specimen. He's ripped and he's got freaking obliques and chest and ripped abs. And I want my trainer to look better than me. So my stepson, Ryan, looks better than me. He's strong, but he knows his shit, and he's been busting my butt, you know, twice a week, and I'm starting to feel good about being able to lift again versus kind of pushing myself to do a 5 or 10 minute workout just so I know I'm doing something to maintain my muscle. It's just a different world when you really have the energy to do something than when you're forcing yourself to do something out of fear or just the fact that you're trying to get your body to come alive, right? Jane's been training as well. Her energy level, I mean, she's now, not only has she just got certified as a certified hypnotherapist, and she's got clients now that are lining up for this. She's also running our shipping department. And I mean, and she's doing a lot more than she had to do before, and she's not complaining. And that was the thing that she didn't know she was complaining so much, but I would hear her just, I'm tired, I just don't have the energy, I just want to take a nap, blah, blah, blah. And that's why I had so much concern. So what's the feedback? The feedback that my energy levels have changed. I got to tell you, I feel better. Do I look considerably better than I started? No. And that's why I'm going to do what I know how to do. I'm going to use what I know how to use to get to where I want to go. But for some people, and I know, like I have, like I said, I have a couple of clients that, you know, the fatigue is ruling their lives. It's ruling their lives. And like I said, one of the clients is doing this right now. I don't know how anal she is it doing it. I know she lives out of the country, so I'm not sure if she has access to everything. I only can assume by what she's telling me, I think she's doing it, following it pretty closely, and she's very frustrated. So I'm going to tell you, it's not for everybody. But yet, I believe there's some merit to it. Now, like I said, I have nutritionist friends and doctors that don't think there's any merit to it at all. They kind of think it's all just BS. I only can go by my own personal feedback. And when I say it, I'm not selling anything because I'm not selling anything. So bottom line, I'm just giving you feedback, guys, to look into this stuff yourself and start thinking about it. Is it something that will work for you beyond your HCG plan? So this was my reason for this. Other than my own personal physical reasons for doing it and trying to fix the problem within myself, I wanted to be able to share a solution that would help people fix the problem they're having post cycle. Because think about it, if you don't know you have a thyroid problem and you're doing the protocol, I believe on the HCG protocol, many things that are out of whack get in whack in order for the body to respond so well and for people to lose fat so rapidly. And then you're going to kind of go back to either you're continuing to eat the foods, and some of those foods on the HCG protocol are not necessarily thyroid friendly. We have a lot of cruciferous greens in on the protocol, but I believe there's something going on with the hormone and the release of fat that somehow supersedes that system because it works for me every single time that I actually put in was serious with it, wasn't playing around with it, it works for me every single time like day one. So we know that on protocol, people get, you know, a lot of the ailments that may stop them from normally losing weight on the outside seem to kind of subside or go away, or sometimes get temporarily corrected while they're on protocol. Blood pressure goes down, blood sugar stabilizes, cholesterol levels drop. There's a reason for that, right? We're releasing fat, and a lot of that stuff is in fat, right? But now we come back out of it, and either we go back to the way we're eating, or we continue eating along those lines. And this is where I think the problem lies with me, that I was still eating healthy. In my head, I'm eating nothing but really good, lean. Majority of my meals are lean proteins and vegetables and low glycemic fruits, rarely, but mostly, you know, high fiber vegetables. Some of them are not even really high starchy vegetables. I really don't eat rice or, you know, unless for sushi. So, I mean, I'm thinking I'm eating this really clean diet and my body's not responding the way I want it to. And I'm having these weight swings. Now, granted, I never gained back the 50 something pounds I lost because I refused to do that. But if I didn't have that discipline, would I be in the same boat as many of the people that have gone through this before me and after me, right? They go, look, you know, life happened and I gained the weight back. Life should be able to happen to us for a week or two or a month and have us not blow our bodies completely out of whack. You know, we should be able to go out and have a blowout weekend in Vegas and drink and have cocktails and eat crap and then come back on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and your body should go back to normal. It should not be a compounded problem unless you are compounding the problem by eating crap all the time. So those people out there that are frustrated that they're going, look, I'm gaining weight. It may take 6 months or a year, but it's coming back and it keeps coming back. And I'm busting my ass three times a week working out or sometimes every day. I'm eating healthy and I'm having this problem. That's a place of frustration that I personally know, right? So I'm talking to you people, right? That I want you to start thinking outside the box, not following everybody's advice, not including my own. I'm basically saying, be willing to look, research, think outside the box and say, is there something that's going on with me that there may be a solution to? And this, I'm just giving you information that this may be something you want to look at if you already know you have a thyroid function, because I got to tell you that there's nothing that I can't argue with the fact I do feel better. I cannot argue with the fact that I did lose some fat because my waist, the tape measure doesn't lie. I can't argue with the fact that my vital signs, as far as my pulse and my body temperature, have increased to the normal range, which means that according to the science that was based in this book, my thyroid function has improved. Now, when my blood work comes back, it's either going to tell me if I'm right or it's going to tell me if I'm wrong. But so far, the signs that were given to me that would give me a reasonable barometer of knowing if my thyroid function was either poor, moderate, or good, based on the vital signs, they seem to be improving every single day. So that's my feedback. My feedback is that there may be some truth to this alone. Are there foods out there that either enhance your metabolism or slow down your metabolism that aren't junk food, that are not processed food, that are actually real food? That means I look at it this way, could you possibly, and let's just say have an allergy, we all have some allergy or something, right? Could you possibly have an allergy to certain foods you absolutely love that are considered completely healthy? And I say allergy just to give you to make a point, right? That could be causing your metabolism to slow down. So if you knew that would be the case and you knew what foods they were and you were able to swap those foods out and with something else and your metabolism sped up, but you're still having really nice, really good food to eat, that could be a plus. I got to tell you, I'm enjoying having sweet potatoes on a regular basis versus once in a while. I'm enjoying having a baked potato or having French fries and not freaking feeling like I'm now granted, guys, we prepare our own stuff. Or if we go out and eat it, we make sure it's prepared a certain way. I'm not talking about going to McDonald's and eating McDonald's French fries. That's not even potatoes. That's not even real, right? I'm talking about we cook a lot at home, as you see in my meals, and so we take control of that stuff. So let's not – I don't want you to kind of take what I say and then take it someplace else, right? But the point is I'm enjoying having fruit. I mean, I'm enjoying going and buying a watermelon and cutting it up or having a cantaloupe or having oranges. I mean, I didn't really eat oranges. I really don't care for oranges, but I mean, and then we had some, James got some passion fruit. Like it was awesome. Right. I mean, so just opening up our menu and making it a little bit more diverse, but actually feeling good physically and not having the weight swings has really been the plus for me. So that's what I wanted to share with you. That's the overall grade on my experiment is this. For some of you, it may be a weight loss tool. In the long run, if I continue to do this, and like right now, I'm at the very end of the 6 weeks where my vital signs show that my thyroid is actually functioning at a better level or higher level than it was. Could if I went another 6 weeks, could this actually help me slim down? I mean, common sense will tell you that if your thyroid function is actually functioning well, and your metabolism is actually sped up, if I maintain the same caloric intake and stay within my BMR, actually went a little bit below my basal metabolic rate, I will probably lose weight. It'll be slow in the world in which we live in, right? I mean, 1 or 2 pounds a week is like snail's pace to HCG weight loss, but really for a long-term plan, I can look back at this now and go, maybe that would be the case. But I only can give you what I know today. And today, it wasn't a great fat loss. It wasn't a great weight loss as far as on the scale, weight release. My wife keeps telling me to get rid of the word loss. Weight release program for me during the time span. I did lose some body fat, great. But I do feel better, and my vital signs seem to be improving. When I get my blood test back, I'll come back and tell you guys if I'm completely freaking just been snowballed in my head and I'm wrong and my blood is messed up or my blood sugar is messed up. Or I will tell you, because I don't want anybody to go down a road that's going to cause them more harm. But I only go by what I feel. I worked out, I trained today with Ryan, and I freaking loved it. I mean, I actually was calling him like, Doug, where are you at? We're training. I was ready for the training, waiting a half hour before we even got here, warming up, doing jumping rope and stretching and doing that kind of stuff, because I was ready to go. And I don't remember feeling that way in quite some time. And that to me is a huge, huge plus for some guys, for somebody who just loves to stay in shape, and having to, that versus having to drag your ass to the, over to your workout area and go through the motions and be exhausted afterward. It's night and day for me. So that's why I wanted to come back and share with you the good, the bad, the ugly. I wasn't going to hype this up. Overall, I give it, for me personally, the variety of food change for us, because Janie and I have been eating kind of the same similar food combinations for 5-6 years now. Being able to change our menu up was great. That was cool. I still am not over the fear of sugar, I really have brainwashed myself. And this is the thing, what's interesting about this sugar thing, and I'm not telling you guys to go out and eat a bunch of sugar, okay? Please hear me. Everything in this protocol was organic. It was real food. It was no processed foods of any kind. Zero. But the interesting thing is the human body breaks everything down into sugar. Doesn't matter if it's protein, vegetable, carb, doesn't matter what it is, it breaks down into sugar, because that is what the body needs to basically send all the signals through the body to get to where it needs to go. So if in fact the body does that, I would assume that sugar in your diet, be it through natural sources, is not really the problem. Processed sugar and junk food and chemicals are a problem. So we're talking two different conversations here. So I don't want you to walk away from this. Come on, just eat a bunch of sugar and you're going to lose weight or feel better. That's not the case, really. It's not the case. If you were insulin resistant or diabetic or pre-diabetic, you really need to check yourself before you follow this plan, because this may not be the plan for you, right? Be smart about your choices. But really the conversation is about, don't ever shut down your mind to being open to information that could be the right information for you, right? So if I'd have got this email and saw that video and went, and it was very salesy. I'm in the internet marketing world. I'm in the marketing. I know sales pitches when I see one, and it wasn't like it was all that great of a sales pitch, but it was talking to me on a problem that I was having right now. And that's why it landed on me. It can go to 10 other people. They're like, I didn't want to talk about this. And something told me to just listen to it, and I'm glad I did. And the fact that I was really concerned over Janie's health and how she was feeling, I said, I'm going to try something. Hey, it's information. It's different from what someone else has told me. It's not taking a pill or medication. He's talking about eating real food. How bad could it be? So I was open to the information. So really, I want you to be open to the possibility of finding things that may be different out there. Just like this ACG protocol was different. You know, everyone poo-pooed it. Like, some people still poo-poo it. Say it's crazy, it doesn't work. You know, anybody would lose weight, blah, blah. You know, you can't argue with the 10,000 people that come across our doorstep. Their lives have been changed, right? So, you know, bottom line, I had to be open. But guess what? At the time, I was desperate. I was in pain, right? I wanted to figure out how to get this 50 pounds in off me and stop breathing into a mask and having my blood pressure out of control and my blood sugar out of control. So everything has timing. This would happen to be the timing for us. I'm sharing information with you only for information that for some of you, it may be, you know, groundbreaking information. For others, it may be, you know what, bullshit. But it's something that I lived through. Jane and I went through for the last 6 weeks. We both had similar results, which is what I love about experimenting with Janie, because we're two different people, we're two different sexes, two different gene pools. And that's why I already know. That's why I know if something works. Because if it doesn't work for her and doesn't work for, and it works for me, then I kind of go, oh, it's a 50-50 chance. You know, maybe you did something differently. But if we get similar results and similar improvement as our health and energy levels, what have you, then I go, we got something here. At least it's information I'm comfortable sharing. And I've gotten emails from people that comment, you're telling people to eat sugar, and sugar is it's inflammatory and it's hard on the body. I got to tell you guys, I have had knee problems, you know, since I was, 18. I've had two surgeries. I was on my retreat. We did our retreat a few months ago, and our poor guest, we were training and working him out. I had to stop working out because I couldn't even bend my leg anymore. I was limping for the last 2 days of the trip. My knee was swollen. It was inflamed. And I could not bend my knee past, 45 degrees. And today I was doing squats with kettlebells and being able to do deadlifts I don't have that inflammation and swelling in my body. I'm not holding on to water as much water as I normally would hold on to. You know what? Is it all because of it? I don't know. But I got to tell you that if it's supposed to be inflammatory and I have less inflammation, I have more movement in my joints and I have higher energy level, for me, I'm getting some positive responses from this. And the one thing that I didn't get that I wanted was probably, completely slimmer, to lock my weight down 10 pounds lower than it is. But I already have a solution to doing that, right? So what it did give me, what seems to have given me, and I'm still holding the jury out, and I'm going to move into questions pretty soon, and I'm going to have to pull these numbers here, which Jane's not here. What I did get out of this was that, what seems to be the solution that I think I found, and I will let you know if I'm wrong. Trust me, I will let you know if I'm wrong 6 weeks from now. If I'm like, oh, shit, I'm back to swinging again with my weight, I'll let you know. But, I mean, for right now, every day I would look at it, I was like, how is this sucker is not moving. And it would move a little bit, and it would go right back to that number. I was like, wow, this is what dialed in looks like, a 1.5-pound swing. That's what we all want from phase three, man, is to lock our weight in 1 or 2 pounds, and it doesn't matter. You go up 1 or 2 pounds, it comes right back. You go up 1 or 2 pounds, it comes right back. That's what happened over this eating fruit and protein and fat and fruit with my every meal. And, I don't know, it's just been weird. So I wanted to share that with you. It's been very cool. The program is called the Hypothyroid Revolution. If you want to look it up and find it, like I said, I'm not telling it to you. I'm just going to, if you want to buy it, it's expensive. I mean, it was like $100 for the ebook, and we paid for the hard copy book ourselves. It's probably the most expensive ebook I've ever bought. Do I regret it? Absolutely not. And one thing I love about ClickBank products is that if it's junk, if it's BS, you ask for your money back. If it doesn't work, trust me. If it didn't work, if I didn't feel any better, I'd ask for my money back and call it a day. So I'm helping sell this guy's book if he wants it. I'm not, I wasn't affiliate. That's not my, I'm not here to make money on information that I'm giving you. Our products do that for us. If you want it, you buy it, it works for you, great, and we get paid to do that. I get paid to speak and coach. That's fine with me. I just want to tell you that for now, and I got my blood work will be the defining moment of if in fact there's been some improvement. Because over the last three blood work I've done over the last year and a half, there has been no improvement in my thyroid function for the last year and a half. So it'll be a telltale sign, and I'll have that hopefully in the next 30 days, next couple weeks probably, but let's say the next 30 days, and I'll come back and I'll tell you. And that'll be really exciting news or not, but I just wanted to follow up with that and let you know. So we got about 35 minutes left here in a call. I'm going to have Jane's not back, getting her hair done, but I thought she'd be back in time. So let me see if I can find out where she had these. Anyway, if you guys have questions, I'm moving away from the screen real quick. Let me have to do this double screen. Do you have any questions? Some of you guys had your hands up because I asked you to tell me if you could hear me or not. And so if you did press one, if you get to press one again, your hand is up. That means you want to, you have a question to ask, which I'll put you on the line to your live. So I see that some of them are going down now. But if you do have a question to ask about this topic or any other topic at this point, my part of the conversation is over for now. I will try to multitask and field your questions and find these the three order numbers at the same time. I thought I was going to have my wingman with me to help me do that, but I should know better. Hair appointments never end on time. So if you have a question, press one on your phone and put your hand up, and that lets me know you have a question, and then we can field them. And just state your name, where you're calling from, and what your question is, and try to keep them to one or two, just because we only have, we have a decent amount of time left. And if you have no questions, I keep talking. So there's some people who have their hand up. I'm gonna call on your number. Your prefix is 208-954. You're on the air. If you don't have a question, we'll take you off, but your hand is up and you're the first one on the list. So 208-954. Do you have a question? You're on the air. Hello. Your telephone number is 208 prefix and 954. You're on the air. Okay, I guess you do have a question. Take it out. Close your mic. Close the mic. So, there we go. Next one is 415-572. You're on the air.
Hi, Colin. This is KJ from San Francisco.
I knew it was KJ. How are you doing, KJ? What's going on, girl?
Wonderful. I have a few questions for you.
I have a hard time hearing you, KJ. Talk of your audio.
I have a few questions for you. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you sound like you're far away. I don't know if it's my headset. But you sound like you're far away. So go ahead. I can hear you. I know.
My question for you is, will you implement your new fruits and fruits that have fiber in phase 3 or phase 4 once you're done with the HCG protocol in your next round?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And if I'm going to be honest with you, I mean, what I will be playing with here is actually seeing if there is any kind of positive effect to actually creating a hypothyroid program. I mean, switching out some of the vegetables and some of the fruits to see if the results either are the same or better for someone who comes to the protocol already knowing they're hypothyroid. It's going to be probably a very challenging task because of some of the vegetables, the carb count and the calorie count are high that are on the list, and some of the fruits as well. But I have the ability to do it. I mean, I got 10 pounds to play with, so I mean, I experiment without a little risk. But yes, as far as phase 3 and especially as far as phase 3 and 4, absolutely, I will be doing that because I do believe that one thing I can't be 100% sure of, but I gotta say, I liked my cravings. My late night cravings went away from me having like that fruit with every meal. Something about the combination of foods left me not sitting there craving something sweet at the end of the night. My bewitching hours, my frustrating hours are from 9 to midnight. I'm up kind of working and looking at emails and kind of by myself. And it's like the kitchen and where I'm at is watching TV is next to the kitchen and it calls me. I mean, I'm like everybody else, it calls me. And so I have to be either really diligent or I give in and I'm frustrated, right? So one thing I didn't notice that my cravings at night kind of went away with eating the way I was eating. So I think to answer your question, my goal is right now, it's just to see. I don't want anybody else to do it. Please don't do it. I'm going to see with this new troche test if I can actually switch out some of the vegetables and some of the proteins, the vegetables and carbs, and fruits, and see if it completely just jacks it up or see if it still works. And then I'll come back and have some feedback on that. But as far as phase 3, I got to tell you, phase 3 and phase 4, I'm very tempted, especially phase 3, I'm very tempted. The regular phase 3, not my phase 3 2.0, but the regular phase 3, I'm very tempted to implement starchy, some of the more starchier carbs that were totally prohibited and see where that goes as well. I have a feeling that, you know, some of the things that I was locked in, just fear-based locked in, like I told you, I haven't had a carrot in freaking God knows how long, and come to find out with my research, they're really good for weight loss. I mean, their fat loss are really good. So I kind of wonder, why were they eliminated? So yes, to answer your question, there's a lot more experimenting I'm going to be doing now because of this experiment or because of this experience, because of the feedback I got. I do want to get some more feedback from some people that I know who are also following this that may be having some frustration with it. Because like I said, if it doesn't seem to, if you're not getting like some results from the masses, if you will, I don't want to be the only guy that, you know, this works for it. That's not my goal. So yeah, answer your question. We're going to be playing a lot now with different food combinations because it's just awakened me to move into areas of food that I stayed away from because I just was convinced that they would cause me harm. And when I say harm, it would cause me to gain weight. So, yes, good question.
Another question I have is, I was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. You were diagnosed with hypothyroidism. And Jamie was diagnosed with hyperthyroidism, all after multiple rounds of the HCG. Is there any long-term diagnoses from HRT specialists that perhaps people of our age in the 50s that doing multiple rounds of HCG may trip us off into creating the hypothyroidism?
Yeah, that's a good question, but I got to be honest with you. The only reason I knew I was hypothyroid was because I actually went and got HRT therapy. I mean, it was something that even though I lost my weight, my testosterone levels were low. I was still having other symptoms that weren't related to weight. I was having, you know, low energy, mood swings. They were kind of post HCG. So I gotta say I was feeling kind of weird. But if I found out that all those levels were actually before or after? No, actually, you know what? I started taking HRT before I did HCG because that was supposed to be, the doctor told me that was going to help me lose weight. And it didn't help me lose weight. But I got to tell you that the thyroid feedback, I got to say that it wasn't something that I found out that was post-HCG. I think it was something that I already had. And
okay.
But it hasn't gotten any better since I've been off, if that makes any sense. Because when I get my blood work done, like really right after a round, usually my numbers are phenomenal. Everything is phenomenal. It kind of goes to crap like within the 6 months after, if that makes sense.
Hence, the way that we do it is you can do the HCG twice a year as a body detox and a hormone rebalancing.
I think I can tell you that there's so many people that have thyroid issues or blood pressure issues or blood sugar issues. They all seem to walk away from the end of the protocol and they go see their doctors, get their blood work done, and their numbers are phenomenal. I just had a girl that inboxed me yesterday, had her blood work done. Everything was phenomenal except her testosterone levels were low. That was the only thing that was off, but her thyroid function was had improved. Her T3 and T4 had been normal, and her T3 was booming. So I got to tell you, it's weird. Every time I've heard somebody, their blood work post, like right after, within a month or two after HCG, they always have really great numbers. And then that's why I think the theory is how we're eating post HCG is really what's causing the problem. There could be some relation. I just don't have any proof of it. You know what? I don't really have any proof of it. Now, Jane and I, we both have very similar symptoms, right? So could there be an argument for that? Maybe. Is it worth at least researching? Absolutely. But I just got to know that the disorders that I had, you know, with the weight and the testosterone levels and my other hormone levels were out of whack before I started this journey. They seem to have gotten better when I did the HCG, and then when I went off and started managing my own nutrition plan again, thinking I was doing a really good job. Somehow it wasn't ideal for my body, and that's why this stood out to me about the, you know, is it the foods you're eating, regardless if they're healthy foods or not, are they the right foods for you? And that's what I think is the real big question. You know, it's not about is a food bad or good. Is it right for you?
Everybody's body chemistry is slightly different and individual. And it's really good that you keep saying that over and over again, that we all have to tune into ourselves. And once you eat clean, you're able to tune into yourself. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, great question. Glad to hear your voice, KJ.
Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. I can always count on KJ to be here and ask great questions. Where'd you go? 714-488. You're on the air. If you have a question.
Nick J. from Orange, California.
What's your name? I'm sorry.
I think it's Nick from Orange.
Nick, brother Nick, how you doing, buddy? Got my friends call me. I love that my friends call me.
Hey, we got to tune in. We got to keep it alive. Question from KJ. Love what you've been talking about. My temperature has always ran under 97, and my pulse is always around anywhere from 53 to 66.
Wow.
So you've given me a lot of food for thought on this whole hypothyroid. I actually have an appointment next week to get tested. I do a little blood work to check that out. But it makes sense what you're saying there. My big question is you mentioned something about this new HCG pill, which ought to be very interesting for people mm-hmm. that may have some absorption issues.
Yeah. You know what? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No. I interrupted. Go ahead. Thanks for your saying.
No, I was just saying it's just really interesting because I know a lot of people that have absorption issues and how it's going to affect them if they do that. But I know what you've been discussing with the thyroid issue for a lot of us, it's honestly vanity weight that we're looking for, as you know as well as I do, because
right.
we're all so different about
right.
our weight.
Okay, right.
I'm around 10 to 12 pounds, not where I want to be. And it's been a struggle. And like KJ just mentioned, we're all in our 50s, and it doesn't get any easier. So we really got to tune into our bodies and see what it's going to take to get to where we want to be, not where somebody thinks we should be.
Right. And that's kind of where my quest has been. It's not that somebody tells me, hey, Colin, you're getting out of shape. I mean, most people tell me the opposite. I just have it. I have a picture that I like of myself. There's a certain way I like to look, certain way I like the clothes to fit. And that's why I chase after. That's just my deal. So we all have our own personal way we want to look and feel, and nobody can tell us if it's right or wrong. And my goal is just to help people get there, whatever that is. And not everybody wants a six pack. Everybody wants to be lean and ripped. That's not the gold standard. Everyone has an individual look that they want, and regardless of what that look is, my goal is to help you get there. So if it's by information, it's by, helping you one-on-one, just providing you, products and services, whatever the case may be, I want to help you get there. And so that's what I do, man. I just keep, my goal, I'm a little narcissistic guy. I am trying to solve my own problems in the process. I mean, I'm not a saint, but the point is that once I find something that really excites me, that works, I just want to share that information and make sure I get
everybody in our group is trying to do it in a healthy way.
Right. Well,
Janie, KJ, and a few others out there that are posting, we're trying to do it all in a healthy way, and you're providing that conduit.
Yeah, I believe that the beauty and the curse of ATG that it is a quick fix. It gets you where you want to go fast. But ultimately, the frustration that everyone will share is nothing's worse than seeing the best you and not being able to stay there. I mean, it's almost like you wish you'd never seen it in the first place, right? So my thing is that the journey now is that we already got the coup de grace fat loss. But my journey now, my mission for all of 2015 and beyond, has been let's figure out the best way and the healthiest way to keep you in the body of your life with a life that's balanced and not rigorous and not having to literally live inside of a box for the rest of your life. That's not fun. And like your brother says, life's a journey, not a diet. And that's really what we're striving for as far as providing a healthy way that it works for the masses, or at least help people find their way, their healthy way to stay in the best shape of their life. KJ likes paleo. That's her way. Some people like, low carb. Some people have a combination of, carb backloading. So there's different ways for everybody to find what works for them, So that's what we're working on doing.
Well,
so I have you real quick.
Go ahead.
You guys tell me, what was the date of Labor Day weekend? Again,
what was the date of Labor Day weekend? That was last week. That was the 7th. That was the 4th through the 6th.
The 4th through the 6th. There we go. Okay. I'm trying to pull these numbers for while we're on the phone. So thanks for helping me out.
Whatever you need.
I know, man.
You know,
like,
you've been helping me out.
Not here. I'm like, that was your job, man, to help me out with this. And she's like, I'm sorry. So I'm just trying to get this information.
Hey, brother, God bless you. I'm going to let you get out
brother,
to more
hey,
people.
Good
though,
talking to
you.
You too. All right, so 208, you still got your hand up, but I think you just got your hand up. So I'm going to try you one more time and then tip you, then we'll go on. 208-954, you're on the air. Do you want to be on the air? Okay.
No, I'm just listening.
Oh, you there. Hold on a second. I just quoted you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just listening. I'm absorbing everything. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. It's good. Just press one on your phone and put your hand down. That way, my eyes will keep going back to you. Just press one. Okay. All right. So why we're doing this and nobody's hands up here? I'm going to do this to see if I can pull it up here. She's got an email. All right, so what else? I'm going to give you some announcements. So, like I said, I'm going to be doing the trophy thing, which is going to be kind of cool. I got to tell you what's really exciting about the trophy thing, because you know drops they work really well, but you know for me personally they were a pain in the butt. Twice a day, you had to take them twice a day. You had to hold them on your tongue. You can't eat 20 minutes before, 20 minutes after, and trying to hold saliva in your mouth for more than a few minutes is just gross as far as I'm concerned, but you know people love it because they don't want the injection, and they're afraid to take the injections, or they don't want to, or they're traumatized by it, whatever the case may be. And so what's cool about the trochees is that you take one, you hold it against your tongue, literally in a minute it's gone, and it lasts all day, and you don't have to worry about taking it again, and you don't have to worry about taking a shot. And I think the world is kind of moving in that direction. And I think that, you know, one of the things, ideally in a perfect world, the way I envision our HRT program is that literally everything is a troche. So there's a troche for your progesterone, troche for your testosterone, troche for your estrogen, troche for your HCG. You don't have, all you do is take a blue, red, yellow pill, you know, it's like the Matrix. And there you don't have to worry about the injections unless you want to take B12 or have you. But it's kind of a, you know, here's you take your blue pill, red pill, whatever pill for whatever you need. And you're balancing your hormones and you're feeling terrific, because ultimately the long term, you know, I believe how to stay fit and healthy and have lean muscle and not have to work so hard at keeping it and maintaining your weight and feeling, you know, feeling vibrant is having your hormones balanced. And I think that's something that we're just tipping the iceberg of people talking about and realizing how important it is. In most cases, it's too expensive for the average person. And that's been my thing. If you guys haven't figured that out, my thing is bringing things that are expensive in the realm of affordability so more people have access to it. And I got to tell you, the first time I looked at it, balancing my hormones, the only people that I saw that were advertising for men was this company, Synergetics or whatever. And they had all these really ripped guys who were in their 40s and 50s. And I had a consultation, and I was spinning by the time I was done. I mean, they had a great program, but I couldn't fathom spending $7,000 for the consultation and the workup and the nutrition plan, and then anywhere from $1,000 to $2,500 a month, depending on what your plan was. I mean, that's just, to me, that's just for the super freaking rich that can spend $30,000-$40,000 a year on HRTs. Now, granted, they're a lot cheaper than that in the normal world. But then finding the right doctor to understand what they're doing to get you dialed in and balanced and give you the right information, that has been a challenge. So our goal is to bring that, just like we brought, you know, ACG through the mail, if you will, mail order, if you will. But have doctors, I mean, you'll be actually having doctors, our doctors have to actually prescribe this. It's going to be something that you'll be consulting with doctors. They're using telemed systems. It's going to be state-of-the-art stuff, but it's just cool, the fact that we're opening up the possibility, because for me, I want my customers to be able to walk away from their phases, looking in the mirror, loving the way they look, and then giving them a comprehensive plan to stay there. And that's really what our goal is, and that's what we're working on right now. So hopefully it's something we'll be able to roll out. It's almost ready. It's just, we have to be tested. We have to make sure it works, and that's what I'm doing this last test for the trochee. So somebody would ask me a question, so I could do two things at one time. So I'm stalling here, we're not stalling here, but you know, trying to stare at these numbers and figure them out at the same time. But anyway, what else do I have? What other announcements do we have? Oh, if you guys have seen my, I don't know if you guys have seen my Facebook podcast. Let's see. Facebook podcast, not podcast, but post about, I've been trying to get one of my mentors, Dr. Yvonne Oswald, to come here and do what's called an NLP workshop. And if you don't know what NLP is, neuro-linguistic programming, and the reason why I'm so fascinated with NLP, it actually was the same person that certified Jenny to be hypnotherapist. The reason why I'm so fascinated with the NLP concept is because of the fact that it really gives you breakthroughs, and things that you've been stuck in doing for years, sometimes decades. See, your behavior is solidified between the ages of 1 and 7, and the things you repeat to this day are something that either happened to you or that something you it's fixed into your subconscious mind by the age of 7. And so a lot of these behaviors you're having, eating disorders or eating too much or not being able to self-sabotaging or not be able to excel in certain parts of your life, if it's family, business, what have you, is because of these blocks. And what I love about NLP is that literally can take these blocks and in a matter of, you can go to therapy for 10 years or you can go to NLP and in a matter of a 2 hour, 1 or 2 hour, 3 hour session, literally walk away, boom, with your subconscious mind not being able to access any file that is blocking you from doing that one certain thing. And I know it sounds kind of really weird and strange, but it's phenomenal on how fast it works. And Dr. Yvonne is she's received so many awards. I mean, what's equivalent to a Nobel Prize in NLP? And so I'm ready to get her to come to LA, come and do a 3-day NLP workshop, which will certify, not only will it give you your own breakthroughs in places you've had trouble, but actually certify you as an NLP specialist. You actually can use this in your own business practice or life and actually charge people and make money doing it as well, if that's something you want to do. So we were having our retreat in November and it got sidewalked, the resort kind of messed up and didn't give us the price we wanted. So decided to scratch that and I want to fill that space with Dr. Yvonne. So if it's something you're interested in, you can inbox me or PM me on Facebook, and I can tell you she normally charges like close to $4,000 for this, and she's charging $1,300. The first, I think we could accommodate 4 or 5 people. If you're coming from out of town, that you don't live in the Los Angeles area, you're flying in from out of town, we'll host you at our home here in Hermosa Beach. You can stay here with us, so you don't have to worry about hotel accommodations. That saves you money. But if you live in the area, you'll have to drive in, obviously every day. But it's just something we're putting together. So if you're interested, I need to get 10 people. We have 4 right now that have committed that they want to come. But we need 10 in order to make it worth your while to fly in from Canada and to do this 3-day workshop. So if it's something you want to do, let me know and I will PM me and we'll put you on the schedule. And basically all you do is put a small deposit down and the rest is paid at the time of the event. $1,395 or something like that for the 3-day workshop and the certification. So there it goes. All right, so I'm going to get these numbers out for you. I have 2 of them, so I get the third one here. Sorry, guys. This should have been done before I got on the air, but I kind of thought I was going to have it done before I got on the air. So 1 second here. 1, 2, 3. Oops. Anything else I can talk about so I still have a dead ear? I know I have some other stuff I wanted to tell you guys. Shoot. I hate being non-prepared. I do apologize. All right, so. 4, 5, 6, 8. All right, so these are the numbers. One more. Blah, blah. All right, so these are the numbers. You guys, write these down so you go. 3, 4, 6, 8, 3, 4, 6, 5, and 3, 4, 7, 6. Okay, so once we're again, 3, 4, 6, 8, 3, 4, 7, 6, and 3, 4, 6, 5. If that's your order number, if you listen, I'm going to also send an email out to my list, or at least to the people that are in our list that purchased through that time frame. But if you're on the call or if you just make sure you guys have the right number. Last time we did this with our other contest and like 5 or 6 people go, that's my number. And it wasn't even close to their number. So your order number has to be either 3, 4, 6, 8, 3476 for 3465. What that means is that we'll double your, whatever you ordered. I have no idea. Whatever you ordered, we're going to double it. You can choose to have it sent to you right away. You can choose to have it sent to somebody else. You can choose to have it sent later if you want to do another round or whatever that is. Like I said, I don't know what the orders are. Those are just the lucky winning numbers. And we're going to give you double whatever you got. So hopefully one of you guys got like a couples kit or something, and you're freaking going to get a big-ass box, a big prize. So obviously what you ordered already has been shipped out to you, the previous order. So this will be a secondary order that you need to email me at colin@colinfwatson.com, colin@colinfwatson.com. Send me your order number, put your name, and I can confirm it's your order number. But if you have your transaction receipt, that's even better. And then you can tell us if you want it now, or if you want it sent to you at a certain time, or sent to somebody else, and we'll make those arrangements for you, take care of all that stuff. And it's kind of something fun we're doing. And I'm going to do it again this weekend, just because I like doing it. Just to me, I have fun doing it. I'll be more prepared next time. So we're going to do it again for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to have another W order sweepstakes contest. That means whatever you buy from the site, there's a minimum $100 purchase on the site, by the way, guys. You get a 15% discount. I think the coupon code starting tomorrow morning is sweeps15, sweeps, S-W-E-E-P-S 15. And that will start tomorrow morning, or probably if you're Eastern time, probably at midnight. And that means that whatever you buy, you'll be put in the next running for the W order sweepstakes. If you don't need anything, just don't buy to be buying. But if you're ready, if you're a new customer or a repeat customer, you have some stuff you want to kit to get. We also have the new combo kit where some people have asked for it. One person wants to do drops, the other person wants to do injections. And so we have the 50-60 drops and injection kit. We also have new refill kits for people. Go, hey, do you have all the supplies in the HGG without the books in them? Because we already have the books. So we put together some refill kits. So I think a 50-day and a 75-day refill kit. So there's some new products on there. And we're going to be, I tell you, if you guys, I'm really excited about Janie's new certification. She's been practicing on me and other friends and family that have been lining up to her to do this. But this is what we thought. This is why we're excited. One of the problems that some people have is that really the weight loss or your weight release issues or your success on them or your success after them really have nothing to do so much with your willpower. It has to just do with some things, some habits that you're having challenging breaking. Some of you have eating disorders. Some of you, it's about emotional things going on. I mean, one of the exercises that Jamie had me go through, because I told you earlier, I said, I get frustrated because sometimes I go in the kitchen, I eat shit that I don't want to eat, and I'm not hungry, and I'm just bored, or I'm this. And she goes, you're not bored. Bored's not a feeling. She goes, what are you feeling? Now, us guys, I got 7 minutes, so I'll try and be brief. Us guys don't really like to tap into our feelings so much. So when she asks that question, we kind of go blank. I kind of go blank. I'm like, what am I not feeling? So I had to do an exercise. And she said, you don't have to do it, but I'm just telling you want me to help you, we're going to do this exercise. The exercise was I had to write down five categories of my life. And it was family, relationships. Let me pull up my notepad so I don't mess it up. Family, relationship, money, body, relationship, career, money, and home. And then when I wanted to get up to go to the kitchen to eat something, all I had to do, easy, right? She said, all you have to do is write down what you're feeling at that moment. Well, you can go eat whatever you want. Just write down what your feelings are in all those categories. So I had to put a word or sentence, and I just chose a word. It's easier for me, of what I was feeling. So I needed to put, at first I was like anxiety. And I'm like, anxiety, that's not a feeling, really. What's behind it? Fear. I was feeling fear about something. Then whatever the category. So what happened? It also tells you what part of your life that you're actually having challenges, where your stress is coming from, or where your fear is coming from, or your anger is coming from, because you put a word to those feelings. Now the other part of the exercise, right after you do that, you also write down in those same categories of home, relationship, finances, career, I mean money, career, and body. Right, body image or weight, whatever you want to call it, where you felt the most powerful and what time of your life felt, felt most powerful. You could go back 10 years, you can go back a week ago, in every category, and you write down those times or dates or moments. And there's a reason for that, because in her hypnosis, it's called, you know, it's called a switch technique, if you will. I think there's another word for it. She actually takes those feelings of fear and sadness, anger and frustration in those categories, and she actually, in a technique she does really, really well, she actually switches them to where now you feel powerful under those circumstances. So when you're thinking about going to eat, and you have to do this exercise for several days, but I'm going to tell you, you think about going to eat those things and you have a different mindset with them. And it's really brilliant how that can be done so quickly. But what I had to do for several days, and I haven't had that switch yet, because I have to do this for several days. But I got to tell you the funny thing before I get off here, what happened. 2 days, so the first day I did it, wrote it down, success, did not eat anything after. And also I added to my own challenge, which I always do. I told myself I was going to eat for an 8 hour period, 8 hours period throughout the day. That means I was going to not eat 16 hours. I was going to eat for 8 hours. So, and once I started, I had to end in 8 hours. So if I got up really early and I started to have breakfast, you know, at 6:30 in the morning, 7:30 in the morning, then I was going to have to stop eating around 3 or 4 or 5 o'clock, right? Or 4 o'clock. So, you know, now obviously I would do that. It was like crazy, but I would start get up. But if I get up and start eating breakfast at 8 or 9, you can see how early my day is going to go. And for somebody who likes to be a late night eater at times, I started panicking, like, what the hell am I going to do between, you know, 6 and midnight? It's just no way. Well, the first day I did the exercise, didn't eat anything after it was actually 7 o'clock. 7:30 was my cutoff time. Second day was a little later because we started later. It was 9, right? And then the third day, I didn't even go into the kitchen because I didn't want to do the exercise. Now, in my told myself, that's why I said I don't want to do the exercise. But the point was, just the fact that I say that, like, I didn't want to write down my feelings, but the powerful part was about it was like, I literally looked at the kitchen and went, I'm not even going in there because, you know what, I'm fine. And I don't. And I think it was my deterrent of not wanting to write that. I say that, I don't know really what it was, but it's not being able to write that. But so the third day in a row, I've successfully, you know, left dinner at dinner time, whatever my last snack was within the 8 hours. And because of just one little exercise that Janie made me do, without even finalizing the exercise yet, but I'll finalize after a week of doing that consistently, successfully, then she finalized the switch technique for me. But the point is, how much power did it have just me having to stop and think about what I was feeling, not putting a word to it that doesn't really say anything, but actually putting a mad, sad, glad, happy, or afraid feeling to it. And finding out really what I was happy, sad, or mad about, right? And I knew I was mad when it came to my business. I was frustrated because I was trying to get things done and having people do things for me and they weren't getting it done. And I was pissed. I was irritated. I was had to figure out how to do it myself. You know, money. So, you know, money's always in my back of my head. How do I make more? How do I do more? Do I have enough? I mean, so, you know, in other aspects, at home, I was fine. You know, so other aspects, I was fine. You know, relationship, I was fine, right? But there was other aspects that at least pointed a picture out to me that where my focus was with my frustration, anger, or sadness, or whatever the case may be. I'm going to leave you with that because that's something you can do right now and see if it helps you. If, in fact, your problem, which I already have like 10 people lined up right now that all have the same problem. So I know it's a problem for the majority of people. We all have the same problem, you know, eating, they don't know why they're eating, or binging, or doing this or that. Some are more extreme than others. But I got to tell you, so far, so good. So I'm ending this phone call with something you can practice right now, today, tonight, if it serves you. So write down in the categories of body, relationship, career, money, and home, and then put a word to, if you decide you need to get up or eat or go off protocol, do something that doesn't serve you, write down the feeling that you're feeling in that moment in every one of those categories. And then write down when you felt powerful, the most powerful in every one of those categories in your life. And you may be surprised how powerful of an exercise that is. All right, so I got 90 seconds. So lastly, order number 3468, you're a winner. Double your order. Number 3476, you're a winner. Congratulations, double your order. Number 3465, congratulations, double your order. Call me, email me, send me your transaction receipt. If you hear this later, do it. We're going to reach out to you anyway, just so you know, but I want you to be proactive. Come get your stuff, right? I love you guys. Thanks for being here. I hope I shared some information that at least opens your world up to something different. I'm always going to bring you the love, bring you what I find out, bring you our experiments, as crazy as they may be, and bring you the truth. God bless you. Remember, sales starts tonight at midnight. Get on it if you need it. If you don't worry about it. We'll have other ones in the future. Love you bunches. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah. We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The Midwest is young and restless, but restless
nigga.
Might snatch your necklace. The next D
nigga.
Might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these
nigga.
Who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shower death is. Top floor, the view alone will leave you.